Hey!
This is Charity Cruz.
And Isaiah Farabash.
Of Stan Partners.
Guelph, Ontario.
And you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Welcome back to the SMK's 3-year anniversary broadcast this day. I've been featuring lots of musical guests who have come on to the radio show this past year, either in pre-recorded form or they've come live to the CFRU station for a live performance interview on our green screen dream machine, which all can be viewed on CFRU's YouTube channel. That includes the band that we just heard, the duo, the awesome string duo, Stand Partners from here in Guelph, Charity and Isaiah. That was a live version of their piece, Array, that took place at my first concert curation, which I called the first expedition. That was live at the ANAF Club here in Guelph on May 18th of this year. They came actually onto the radio show, looking at my chronicle book here. They came earlier than that on April 8th to help feature them for their appearance at this year's Kazoo Fest. Since then, we've really grown to be good friends with each other, including it would be 2 weeks now that we went together to Peterborough for the Borderless Music Festival. I'm really grateful for Charity and Isaiah and the musical commonalities we have with each other with their own radio show with Strings here on CFRU. And we might be actually doing some kind of musical collaborations between Stand Partners and Piers Ulvi. We'll see. We'll have to talk about that. So they were guests number 16. I just actually wanted to mention, which I think is pretty important in the show, that, which is also a big life-changing thing for me, that I came out as gay earlier in the year in February. Totally passed that over, but I think that's coming out on radio. That's a big thing to point out. So that was February 4th. I think it'll be next year around that time that I'll do something more special to commemorate coming out. Then going into the next couple, I'm going to go through a couple of them at the same time. We have up first in this triple audible observational set. Actually, these ones are pre-recorded. And how they had to be broadcasted during the summer, just because of a lot of stuff going on. So when it was Kazoo Fest, I got to pre-record an interview with Montreal alternative post-punk band Blue Nuit to promote their album Le Jardin des Mémoires. And that was broadcasted in July 1st. Then before the summer, I got to record an interview with Matthew Desmer of Sombra, also from Montreal, with alternative electronic group or his project there. Had just released a single, Casablanca, which was broadcasted July 15th. And in between those two, it was Hillside. And I got to do a live broadcast from the Guelph Lake Island, where Hillside took place. And I got to do 3 miniature audience interviews that included Joyful Joyful, Bonnie Trash, and the band that I will be featuring from this trio, Atlantic Canada PEI Maritime Band, The Burning Hell. It's a funny story. The main reason I actually wanted to interview The Burning Hell was because of Ariel, and she played bass clarinet, and she played it during their set at Kazoo Hillside. I'm getting confused with Guelph festivals, at the Hillside Festival, and it was gorgeous to see bass clarinet playing there. So in this triple audible, so that was live on July 14th during Hillside that those three miniatures took place. Let's get into those. The tracks we'll be playing. We'll be playing Concentration from Le Jardin des Mémoires by Blue Nuit, from released on Michelle Records. We'll be listening to Casablanca by Sombra, which is released through Silver Moon Records and available on Bandcamp. And we'll listen to The River Never Freezes Anymore by The Burning Hell off their 2017 album, Revival Beach. All here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope for this 3-year anniversary here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Remember when we were little kids, we'd go skating on the river near the famous drowning of 72, and I was so bad at skating, but I wanted to move like Kurt Browning for you, and the ice was so clear, we could see our reflections in it, and I fell down and bruised my tailbone, just to get your attention for a minute. Well now, we're old. And it never gets cold. I'm still sore. And the river never freezes anymore. Remember that winter when we got snowed in and the power was out for a couple days or so, and your parents stayed inside and got wasted, and they thought we didn't know, but we waited till they were fast asleep, and we poured their half-empty glasses into mason jars, and we went out that night and laid down on the river, and that was the first time I think I really noticed the stars. We went careening down the ice, contravening advice. You kissed me at the bridge by the store, and the river never freezes anymore. Let's be honest, I look better in a parka than a bathing suit. And I was wearing a very nice parka that night on the river when you told me I wasn't exactly good looking, but you thought I was cute, and I was like, I'm barely a teenager. I'm not supposed to believe in nostalgia, but I remember predicting I'd feel it later that night on the river when I held you. Well, I guess I told me so, and that's how it goes. Here's to all the dinosaurs, 'cause the river never freezes anymore.
Hi, this is Steve.
And Jamie.
Of Atlas Empire.
From Glasgow, Scotland.
And you're listening to the SMK.
The Sentinel's Marvellous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
And through the web at cfru.ca.
That triple audible observational set, we had Concentration by Blue Nuit off Le Jardin des Mémoires. Casablanca by Sombra as a single, and The River Never Freezes Anymore by The Burning Hell off Revival Beach. We now get into the most recent audience in the Observational Tower guests. After the summer, hiatus that I wasn't here at the station myself in the physical form, that would be September. Can't believe it's already November already. So the first guest I had for this season was Guelph harpist Leslie Shapiro, aka the Naked Harpist. That was to help promote the fourth concert curation, which was, I forget the name of it that I named it. Well, that also took place at the NAF Club in September. I don't think I'm really good at these monumental celebratory broadcasts. I think I always stutter around and stuff and can't organize my thoughts. At least I kind of have my songs organized. So let's leave it to the songs then. We're going to actually listen to... We're going to go to the YouTube, CFRU's YouTube channel to listen to a few pieces that the Naked Harpist played for us on the SMK all the way back on September 16th, which made Leslie my 20th guest on the show. So these are the two last pieces that she played on the show. And they are Listening to Rain by Rodney Sherman, and Leslie's own piece called Rain. Both fit together in theme there. Then I believe we're also going to go right into the next two musical guests. Yes, that's how I've been organizing it now. Both listening to tracks off a compilation. Let's listen to the Naked Harpist first, then I will explain the next two guests that I'll be featuring. So here is The Naked Harpist and Listen to Rain by Rodney Sharman and Leslie's own Rain here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, celebrating 3 years broadcasting on air here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you. I'd be more upset.
in that set. We started with The Naked Harpist with two pieces, a Rodney Sharman piece called Listen to Rain, which flowed easily into The Naked Harpist's own Rain. That was from the live session here on the SMK at CFRU, which is available to watch and listen on the YouTube channel. I did remember what the concert curation that I had hosted The Naked Harpist on, the name of it that I gave it. It's called Reverie of Peace. It's quite a unique name, so I don't know why I forgot about it. Just so much to go over in a year. For this, this is the third year anniversary broadcast. Celebrating a little early because it's officially November 13th, which would be a Wednesday, this Wednesday this year. So it was to help promote that show, which took place on this past September 21st with another band that we'll talk about soon, La Greffe, Art the Band, Mark Honestly, and The Naked Harpist. Then we heard two other artists who actually, Leslie came on September 16th. These two others came sequentially the next 2 weeks. So the next week, the 23rd, Sages from Hamilton came on the show. It was a long time organizing, actually. I wanted to have Raquel on the show. Raquel Hardy, not Handley, that I had mistakenly started the show off mispronouncing the name. And I know she's not going to let it down. So that was why we had her on. Actually, in good timing to help promote the festival, the Holy Smokes Festival that she participated in. And also, she debuted a new song on the show called Heavy. But we heard here at the moment, Do They Really Care? Off the Glue Gun Records compilation album, Stick It to 'Em, Volume 1. And then the next week, September 30th, guest number 22, Annie Mattis, awesome group, having played them forever, even past this year. They came on the show, played some stuff. it was totally awesome and wicked to have them on the show, finally. We heard Beg off that same Glue Gun Records compilation, which can be found on the Glue Gun Records Bandcamp page. That leaves us with the two last guests that I've had on the show. For the Reverie of Peace concert curation, La Greffe, who came all the way from Montreal, my first out-of-province band to host a show with. Before that concert, I pre-recorded an interview with them, which came out on October 14th. We'll be listening to Quicksand off Book of Reverie by La Greffe. And finally, the latest, which came out, they came live on the next week on the 21st, being guest 24, Atlas Empire, all the way from Scotland, coming for a Canadian tour. That interview still has to be pieced together, I should say, before it gets onto the YouTube channel. So I think with that time allotment that I have left, we'll listen to those two. To go along with that, next week I have my next 25th audience guest, Cambridge band, alternative new wave band, Low Kites, organized to come here live on the SMK. It's going to be great. If I haven't mentioned, just so like lots of things have happened this year, both good and bad. I want to thank everyone for listening in, tuning in, you good sentries, for everyone who's supported me and the show, and means everything that for what you are able to give me this year. Okay, so let's listen to La Greffe with Quicksand, followed by It's All in the Reflexes by Atlas Empire off their 2018 album, The Stratosphere Beneath Our Feet. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I'm your master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, prog on, look inward and beyond, and hoping for a great fourth year of broadcasting in surveying through the kaleidoscopic lens. Have a good day, everyone.
Free to the sudden light.